KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have a clear sky, and it's 57 degrees. We are looking for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 78 with winds northwest at around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, a man from Red Oak was transported to the Clarinda Hospital following a crash early Sunday morning that resulted from one vehicle chasing another. Police Chief Keith Brothers reports officers were called to 13th and Nishta Streets at around 2:20 a.m. for a report of an accident. Upon investigation, it was determined a 1999 Ford F-250 pickup driven by 30-year-old Charles Andrew Welch of Clarinda was chasing at a high rate of speed a 2003 Saturn Ion driven by 34-year-old Craig Allen Williams of Red Oak. When Williams attempted to make a turn onto 13th Street, Welch allegedly rammed the back of the Ion. The car went out of control and went airborne before driving up an embankment. The vehicle proceeded to land on the front porch and partially through the living room of a residence at 723 North 13th Street. Williams suffered suspected serious incapacitating injuries and was transported by Clarinda EMS to the hospital. A passenger in Welch's pickup, 23-year-old Dylan Edward Taylor of Clarinda, suffered suspected minor injuries when an airbag deployed and was transported to the Clarinda Hospital, also by EMS. Williams and Welch were cited for reckless driving. Welch was also cited for failure to maintain control. Damage to the truck and car amounted to $12,000 altogether. The home, owned by Leanne Blair, sustained an estimated $25,000 damage. One person was said to have been injured and transported to the Cass County Hospital Saturday following a rollover accident about a quarter mile east of Wyota on Highway 83. The accident was reported around 4:21 p.m. According to dispatch reports, a pickup was apparently passing another vehicle, probably a tractor, when the vehicle went out of control and rolled into the ditch and landed on its wheels. The male driver was transported to CCMH after he extricated himself from the vehicle. Anita Rescue and Wyota first responders responded to the scene. There are no other details currently available. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said over the weekend there were no injuries reported following a rollover accident that took place Saturday afternoon near Red Oak. Deputies responded just before 1 p.m. to the scene west of Hawkeye Ford on Highway 34. Upon arrival, they found a 2000 Ford Expedition in the north ditch on its driver's side. An investigation revealed the SUV was traveling east on Highway 34 and had approached an eastbound vehicle from behind. A motorcycle ahead of the SUV completed a pass of the vehicle, and while overtaking the eastbound vehicle, another vehicle traveling westbound came into view from the curve in the road. The driver of the Expedition, 29-year-old Leroy Gladden of Omaha, avoided colliding with the westbound vehicle by steering out of the north shoulder of the road. The SUV went out of control, though, and overturned before landing on the driver's side facing northwest. Neither Gladden nor his juvenile passenger were injured as a result of the crash. Gladden was cited, however, for unsafe passing and driving under suspension. The SUV, owned by Amber Gladden of Omaha, sustained $3,500 damage and was considered a total loss. Four separate accidents in the eastern half of Iowa Sunday claimed a total of five lives. Authorities say a collision killed two people in southeast Iowa's Lee County. The Iowa State Patrol says the collision occurred around 1:15 a.m. Sunday on Highway 2, about 4 miles west of Donelson. Troopers say 28-year-old Robert Boyd of Cahokia, Missouri, was headed west when he failed to negotiate a curve, overcorrected, and crossed the center line. His vehicle struck a sport utility vehicle driven by 63-year-old Laverne Faulkner. The patrol says Faulkner and his passenger, 39-year-old Michael Faulkner, were killed. They lived in Farmington. Boyd was taken to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City for treatment. 56-year-old Brenda Hauf of Bloomfield died around 7:15 a.m. Sunday in Van Buren County crash. Hauf was driving a 2005 Saturn in view westbound on Highway 2 when the SUV went out of control and entered the south ditch before rolling several times. Hauf was not wearing her seatbelt. She died at the scene. 55-year-old Susan Slaney of Hedrick died at the scene of a single-vehicle crash at around 4 p.m. Sunday in Wapello County. The patrol says Slaney's truck was traveling east on 142nd Street when it left the road to the right and vaulted a driveway before rolling several times and coming to rest on its top in the ditch. The woman was wearing her seatbelt. The accident remains under investigation. And the last fatal accident occurred around 9:30 p.m. Sunday. 75-year-old Larry Goodwin of Fredericksburg died on a single-vehicle crash in Bremer County. Goodwin was driving a 2017 Ford pickup westbound on Highway 93 when, for reasons unknown, the vehicle crossed the center line and entered the south ditch. The pickup traveled a short distance before hitting an embankment located at Lifeline Drive and then went airborne before landing in the parking lot of a Dollar General store. The truck rolled over and came to rest against a light pole. Goodwin, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene. His passenger, 67-year-old Audrey Goodwin, also of Fredericksburg, and who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by helicopter to a hospital in Waterloo. In other area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Decatur County was arrested Sunday afternoon for operating a vehicle with expired license plates. 21-year-old Joseph Tyler Johnson of Decatur was also arrested for driving while suspended with two withdrawals in effect. He was taken into custody at around 2 p.m. and bonded out of jail the same day. Two Clarinda Academy students who walked away from the facility at around 12 a.m. Sunday were apprehended less than 2 hours later and returned to the facility. Authorities said the two white males were reported missing around 1:17 a.m. By 2:14 a.m., they were reported to have been located and apprehended. No other information was released. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a woman from Union County was arrested just after 12 a.m. Sunday following a traffic stop. During an investigation, the canine Baxo was deployed and alerted to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle. A search resulted in the arrest of the driver, Jessica Shadley of Creston, for possession of controlled substance. She was also cited for not having insurance. And 31-year-old Casey Lee Tunnell of Red Oak was arrested Saturday in Montgomery County following a traffic stop at around 7:45 a.m. Tunnell was taken into custody for OWI second offense. Bond was set at $2,000. Red Oak police on Friday arrested 52-year-old Barbara Darlene Wilson of Red Oak. She was taken into custody on a charge of simple assault. Wilson's bond was set at $300. Some residents are unhappy that Interstate 29 across the bloated Missouri River in Iowa is closed again due to flooding, sending more drivers through their small Nebraska towns than ever before. College student Maggie Kreifel said U.S. Highway 75, which passes straight through Auburn, Nebraska, is busier and its drivers more impatient. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that other residents complain the drivers, including semis, eager to avoid 75, are clogging up the residential streets, and not everyone is happy. Business owners welcome the extra passing trade, of course. And Evan Lindsay, the general manager of the Pizza Hut branch, said the business is flourishing there, and he's encouraging his staff to enjoy meeting new people in the restaurant. He says his staff recognizes that more customers mean more tips. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is facing an unexpected challenge in meeting the needs of many people affected by this spring's widespread flooding and violent storms. They're facing a strong economy and tasked with responding to natural disasters that seem to be ever more frequent and destructive. The agency finds itself further challenged by the robust job market and an inability to match what the private sector can offer in many cases. FEMA officials are turning for help to retirees, recent college graduates, and those who lost their jobs to the disasters, although they're finding few available workers in many of the rural communities that are in some of the hardest hit areas. In no place is that clearer than in Nebraska and Iowa, which were ravaged by floods and have some of the nation's lowest unemployment rates. Finally, in Western Iowa news, Spencer police and city zoning officials continue to investigate after more than four dozen cats were removed from an apartment last Wednesday. Corey Hargwith reports from Spencer.
Information released Friday afternoon says the discovery of 51 unvaccinated cats was made during the execution of a search warrant at an apartment in the 100 block of West 1st Street at Spencer, which was occupied by 51-year-old Richard Peterson and 45-year-old Randy Peterson. During the search, agents are said to have found deplorable conditions with a large amount of cat and human feces present. Veterinarians were brought to the residence and deemed the animals to be threatened before they were removed from the apartment and properly vaccinated. Spencer zoning officials declared the residence uninhabitable until the property is brought back into compliance. The Spencer Police Department says future charges are expected in the case.
That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.